Welcome back to Ron's Bikes TV, folks. I'm Ronnie. This is Ron's Bikes somewhere back there. I'd like to welcome you to episode 2 of my van travels out west while I figure out my professional life and life in general post-closing Nutmeg Needleworks a few months ago. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then I would recommend checking out my previous video right here. And speaking of that video, thanks for the outpouring of support. Along with all those likes and subscribes, I had dopamine coming out of holes I didn't even know I had. But seriously, folks, we got a great episode here for you today. So stick around. We're going to go back out to southern Arizona. We're going to go for a few bike rides. We're going to go over some recipes. And we're going to, we're going to hang out. In the related news, we have been working with a new manufacturer up in Vermont. It's just about up and running. We won't be running it. It's somebody else, so we don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. So that's going to be a nice weight off our shoulders. I think it's all for the best. We've gotten a few samples back thus far, and they are of the utmost quality. So I have no doubt that you will be impressed, and you will like and subscribe more. So just wait a little bit longer. Hopefully we're going to have something by midsummer. Some pretty cool new stuff coming out. And as always, we have stuff on the site right now, ronsbikes.com. Okay, without further ado, let's go back to southern Arizona a few months ago. So yeah, we're in a mall parking lot. I was hoping to get some new Birkenstocks to go along with my van lifestyle. You know, these things are all messed up. But, you know, size 13, basically, generally have to order those.
I almost burnt them by that. Just about perfect, isn't it?
Cream nut or Teddy? What do you like better? I know what I like. Okay, it's cream nut. I like cream nut. It's the best peanut butter you've ever had. We're going down south. I gotta get out of the city for a while. I'm driving back down south to the Patagonia area, and I'm gonna get some good riding in, and I'm gonna take you along with me. The Sonoyta, Elgin, Patagonia area south of Tucson offers hundreds of miles of delectable dirt to scrub your tires with. I return year after year to sculpt my quads and bask in the vast, deep quiet of this mystical and complicated land. My good pal Jordan Gomez and a few others are meeting me here for another annual masochistic ritual of long days swimming in lactic acid, tempered with nights around the campfire and mornings comparing coffee beans. That's how I like to spend the winter. Okay, so this is the spot this year. This is Camp Long-Term Settlement. Just me for now. Waiting on the others, enjoying a nice afternoon tea, perhaps. Yes. I'm gonna switch some tires around. Got my Beach Club by Laron road bike sample. I'm gonna put on some 38s, so hopefully I can ride a little bit of this gravel on it, but mostly I'm gonna be on the Alumax. That's latex, folks. Make sure you use plenty of talc. And before any of y'all ask, I am running tubeless on those other wheels. But you know, there's just something about latex. It's romantic. Much like this evening sky, wouldn't you agree? Well, let's have some dinner.
We got your Italian parsley.
But I've been really digging this stuff lately. And it's a nutritional powerhouse. I'm just trying to, you know, how kale, broccoli, cauliflower, those are all cruciferous vegetables. Well, I've been trying to eat things that aren't cruciferous vegetables just to have some variety with my greens. You know what I'm saying? Don't heat it too much. You don't want to burn that oil. You don't want it to smoke. And now while we're cooking with olive oil, and a little Malden, probably a little black pepper. Put more on afterwards. We're just going to let that wilt. You can see that's already reducing down nicely. Look how nice and deep green that Italian parsley still is. Now it's time to cook the pita. Not a religious man, but Ezekiel, you knew what was up. Some more oil in there. It's a theme here. I really like olive oil. You got a problem with that? You got a problem with me liking olive oil so much? What do you like? Let us know in the comments.
Oh, wow.
All right. And now for the assembly. Grab a spoon, spork, smoked beef titanium, of course. So you just want to break this apart a little bit. I mean, break it in half. Yowzer! That's hot. Can you still hear me over all this sizzling? All right, anyway, I'm going to open this pocket up. And I'm going to spread some hummus in there. Hummus, another one of my favorite food groups. Mm-hmm, that's right, okay. Got a bunch of hummus in there. We'll do the same with the other side. And then you're gonna take your parsley. You're gonna put it right inside that pocket. And bingo, that's it. That's what we're looking at. Super easy snack meal, whatever you wanna call it. I'll have a few of these, enough to finish up all the greens here. This'll be my dinner. I think I like them better with spinach. Try it with spinach. Good morning. What do we have on tap today? We're running some Olympia Coffee Roaster Conga Natural. We're looking for flavors of berry, cocoa nibs, and banana. Nothing to do now but wait for the others to arrive. Oh, here's Jordan right now. I didn't get any footage of anyone arriving, so we're just gonna pretend that this video of Jordan riding this trail is everyone getting here at once. And now we're out on a ride on a very, very windy day. But this road's called Endless Chain, and it's insane. It's chunk, it's super chunk. There's Josh Weinberg from the Aratavist coming down, and we're on this incredible ride and just looking around everywhere, actually doing more walking than riding most of the time. But we came from out there, all the way over there. It's nice, had some rain, so there's some water flowing to filter if we need. But you know, here are all the photos I took while I was out there. These were all taken with my Ricoh GR3 Ux. Hey, that's Lael. So, yeah, enjoy the slideshow. It won't last too long, I promise. Hey, that's Hubert. All right, just a few more. Just a few more, folks. Take me back. Here when the nutmeggers were out a little bit earlier. Boy, we had a wonderful time. Josh Dieter. There's the crew. Troy doing his thing. That's Brian with his back turned to you. Okay, that's Jordan leaving. Didn't get much Jordan content. Sorry. So, about to be alone again. He's heading to California to visit somebody who should have been here, Randall Sklar.
Jordan just left. Super windy out. You can probably hear it.
Wind can be a constant companion.
On all my clothes, even though it's 50 degrees, because I'm acclimated to Arizona temperatures now. That's the end of the Patagon training camp. It's Easter. I'm tired. I think I may be a bit overtrained. So, the next few days we're going to relax and head up to Phoenix to hang out with the Radovis boys, ride some trails, relax, and eat a bunch of food. Pizzeria Bianco, perhaps? Ever been? Ever heard of it? Probably. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling tight all over. Didn't waste a single pump on this trip. Jordan always knows how to turn the screws a little bit, push beyond the pain. And that we did. Really lucky to have met Jordan Gomez.
But first, we gotta go through Tucson to get to Phoenix.
It's Easter Sunday and we're heading on out.
We are back in Tucson and it is rainy. Oh yeah, so we're gonna stay inside today. Now that we're back in Tucson. It's raining, it's gnarly out in Tucson when it's raining. You should see the puddles. The less fortunate running for cover everywhere. Not a pretty scene. I'm sure there's plenty of fecal matter flowing down those streets right now. So we're gonna stay high and dry here in the old van. And I've been wanting to share this recipe with you. I've been having a lot. Been doing two tea bags, a double red rooibos tea. Rooibos? Rooibos? How do you say it? Let me know in the comments. Oh, you can't. Some layered superfood creamer. It's with lion's mane and reishi. Who knows how, if they ever even really put the real thing in this stuff, you know, but at any rate, it's like coconut milk powder, and it's not like overly coconutty. It's like a nice mellow creaminess. So cordyceps, because it says it's good for endurance. That's steeped for 5 minutes. Make sure to shake it up. Enjoy with a J, and I'm gonna watch the Ronda van Vlaanderen on my iPad. Gotta love that vent fan.
Sweekens has a little look around, and Capecchi fighting and hoping that it's possible that she can hang on with the group, but she's cracked. I think that could be it. I'm not so sure she's even going to be able to stay with the chasers. It's all gone backwards for her.
Just on a little hike here, Pachaco Peak, just off I-10. That's what you could hear in the background. That's that that beautiful river behind me there. the sound down below isn't that bad if you've got earpods in, and I'm listening to Desert Sounds soundtrack. So it's very natural, very nice actually.
Incredible to imagine that I've ridden my bike through all those nooks and crannies down there. Love the Sky Islands and having a good vantage point to look upon them. But gotta hit the road.
I'm at the world famous pizzeria Bianco.
Bianco.
I'm actually in the restroom because I'm too nervous. I don't want to film myself inside the restaurant and look like I'm doing what I'm actually doing. You know what I mean?
It's a nice public restroom, though.
I guess it's not public. All right, let's go get some pizza.
This guy's, I am behind the scenes on a Radivist photo shoot. Yeah, that's right. Ever hung out with a rattler? Let me know in the comments. So, just leaving the greater Phoenix area. I'm at a nice truck stop here, 17 North. Heading to Flagstaff maybe for a ride today. I gotta look something up. But I have decided to head to Durango, Colorado. Visit an old friend, Brendan Schaefer, for some riding and to watch Rupe. And I also got an Airbnb, which will be my first shower.
Oh wow!
In over a month. It's getting cooler and cooler the further north I go, which is nice because it was already 89 in Phoenix today. Okay, enough about the weather. Unless you want to talk more about it. Bit more spring-like up here at elevation. I think I'm at like 5,500 or 6,000 feet. Not really much more than the sound of the wind in my thoughts up here, which is exactly what I need. Da, da, da. Bumpy as a big scene there.
Get all of them. very windy day here. I fear our warm temperatures are about to come to an end. I don't fear, I know they're coming to an end. I'm driving north, headed to Durango. It's supposed to snow there tomorrow. You never know where you're going to get in the springtime. Anywhere, really, you know? So, I'm just off the highway here. Had a nice spot, nice sleep last night. Enjoying some morning coffee. And we're going to get going to Durango. 4 hours to go. I smell like the bulk aisle at your natural food store.
Dang. We got ourselves a dust storm.
Hey YouTubers, up here in Colorado, you know, I was in Phoenix just a few days ago. It was 84 degrees, but no, I had to go see my friend Brendan.
What a day!
Yeah, you know, it was 70 degrees and sunny just the day before, but not today. Today. Wait a minute. What is this? Some kind of gravel follow cam? Yeah, you know, no matter what the conditions, you really got to make the most of these times riding bikes with special friends. Am I right, folks? So, long story short, I got the, no, it's a short story. I got the timing wrong. I'm not great at math. There's a time zone change. So I drove like nearly 10 hours, left Colorado to Kansas to see the eclipse a little bit better. And, Well, I didn't even notice it because I was driving, and honestly, it didn't even get dark. I mean, really, this whole eclipse thing, total sham. Total sham. Who's lying to us?
About a week ago, I really started missing Nams. So she was supposed to come out, but isn't coming out because she injured her shoulder. She needs to stay with physical therapy. I think it was a lot of, and she injured her shoulder in the moving process when we were getting things out of the factory. Thing just keeps on haunting us. So I thought maybe I could stay out a little bit longer, even without her, but it's been a month and a half since I've seen her last, and I really miss her. So I'm headed back. Kansas can be pretty. All right, so we're at the Switchgrass bike trail. This is this just popped out to me. I just pulled off the road to make dinner last night and just randomly saw this mountain bike trail sign on Google Maps, and so drove towards it last night, just another like 10 minutes, and ended up camping in this cool little zone. I take back everything I said previously about Kansas. This area is quite beautiful. Rolling hills, pretty steep hills. So those are the trails down there. It's pretty nice, real nice. Yeah. But you know, sometimes I don't really feel like riding right now. But yeah, I don't know. These trails are all kind of like packed densely together, and I like more of like an adventure feel or whatever, so.
Well, you look at that. I'm not out west anymore. I already drove through Missouri. I'm in Illinois, and it's raining. It's getting greener. Sometimes you're having your dinner in the most beautiful place you've ever seen. Sometimes it's in a parking lot. I'm just a lot lizard eating some rainbow chard. I am 17 hours from home. Very excited to see my sweetheart. Passing the Connecticut Welcome Center, and I'm running into my first bit of traffic this entire trip. Sounds about right. Welcome home. Almost home. Almost 2 months, and we're back. Mm-hmm.